Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in publishing, arts, entertainment, and community involvement. And I know that March was the month of celebrating Women History Month, but I thought I would extend it into April. We have so many phenomenal women who are doing wonderful things in business and in our communities. And tonight we are happy to have two powerhouses, one in publishing and entrepreneurship, and one in community involvement and coaching, who both, rather, would like to take women to a new level. So we are honored tonight to have Tamika Newhouse and Karen Tobias on Read You Later. And before we begin our show, I would like to talk about a few things that you can expect or people that you can listen to in the upcoming months on Read You Later. We also will be hosting the wonderful Benita Alderman, who has a book out called Family Secrets. And she will be coming on the Read You Later discussing her journey from being in anthology to being an independent author. We also are geared to have some political powerhouses. I went to a conference last week and talked about having a seat at the table. And there are so many women, political climate, who are willing and who are learning to have a seat at a table, trying to maneuver behind the scenes to get various policies heard and bills passed and to put certain people in certain places. And that is so important in this day and time, not only politically, but also if we're talking about business, you have to have a seat at the table. So we're going to be talking to a few women who can perhaps help you organize, tell you some classes or workshops to take, tell you to apply to certain boards or to volunteer in certain committees so your voice can be heard. So we need our voices heard now more than ever, regardless if you're in the publishing industry, business industry, or, of course, community involvement. In order to pursue certain goals, you have to have a seat at that table. So we'll be discussing with these women how you can perhaps get your seat at a table. Without further ado, I'd like to bring on my first guest tonight. Good evening, Tamika. Welcome to Read You Later.
Hi, beautiful. I didn't know I was first. I'm excited to talk. I haven't been on in a while, so I'm going to try to behave.
Well, honey, that's because you have been so busy. I mean, you really are a woman about town. Not only are you an author, you're a publisher, you're an agent, you're an event planner, you are a magazine contributor. You are an entrepreneur source of various businesses. So we know that you're very busy, and you are a young woman. For people who don't know, let me give you a little background about Tamika. From a teen mom to CEO by the age of 20, Tamika Newhouse has authored several novels and novellas, has landed on numerous bestseller lists, and the winner of several African-American Literary Awards. Only 9 months after her debut novel in 2009, she laid a major publishing contract without an agent and went on to become the CEO of Delphine Publications. That's what we're talking about, having a seat at the table and you'll be able to do things on your own. She has published numerous titles, well over 150, and launched careers of hundreds of writers and producers. And this is what we're going to talk about tonight. She is the founder of the only entertainment award show for African-American writers called AAMBC Literary Awards. And we're going to be discussing that tonight and talking about some of the great things that she has on tap for the many people who will be arriving at the awards show in June. So welcome, Tamika Newhouse, the woman about town. Now, Tamika.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Let's talk about this award show. What made you feel that this was necessary, that this award show was necessary in our community at this time?
Oh, wow. It's kind of exciting to see that Black is trending. And when I say that, you can tell from the different programs on TV, from a lot of different films that are coming out. There was a good era, maybe a good 10 years or so, where we weren't getting a lot of shows, films. Black actors were not getting a lot of jobs, a drought. And now it's like Black is really, really trending. Now, I created the award show. I had to be about 21 then because of the sole purpose of there weren't a lot of literary-based awards out there, and the ones that were out there always seemed to honor the same writers over and over and over again, and also the same writers that ended up being in Essence back then or in Black Expressions. And I wanted to be the one that chose difference. And being different definitely is a hard journey. So it hasn't been easy creating this platform, not even a little bit.
Yeah. When you say it hasn't been easy, and I'm sure there are various variables that can account for that testimony. Often when you are celebrating authors and entertainers and people in the community, and you do have a relative, I would say, you have a list, a roster, but you also take the time to celebrate people who perhaps may not be that well known in certain circles. And I'm sure that both give you gratitude to be able to honor like a Terry Woods and Nikki Giovanni or Victoria and Rashonda, and also to be able to honor and give recognition to authors or people in the community, people in publishing in general, who may not have a lot of recognition. How hard or how difficult is it for you to gather people around on your team or teams, will you, who are able to go out and see all the great new authors and the great projects that are in the world, in our communities, but perhaps don't get the recognition that you and your team feel that they deserve?
Well, on both ends of Sherry, it can be hard. It can be difficult because my goal was to start out and solely just promote the unknown. But that became a feat that was extremely hard because society is used to gravitating to what they're familiar to. So I had to begin to implement and blend popular and well-established writers. And in a sense, that is still fair because I shouldn't exclude established writers because they've already, quote-unquote, made it. That's kind of, punishing them for putting in the work. You know, so I stopped doing that, and now I do blend both with established and up and coming. But with both ends, I deal with some negativity sometimes because when it comes to creating these platforms and just dealing with our people all in all, they're not always the easiest people to work with, and they're not always the most grateful people. And then they begin to have these expectations. They had this sense of entitlement, and they forget that this is a platform that was created for you out of love. Like it's not a paycheck that's being issued out to my staff and I. And so when it comes to well-established authors, they forget that they had those humble beginnings, and sometimes they act a little bit high maintenance. You know, and sometimes I have to bite my tongue and kind of not let Mika come out, but I have to remind him, like, yo, I mean, come on, I'm trying to keep it professional.
Let's all work together for this common goal.
Yes. And for those who are trying to, trying to build their career and, who are up and coming, they fail to actually invest in their career, and they fail to whole campaigns to get those votes up or just show up and be in the room and to network and shake hands, because it's a war show. It's not just about who got nominated and we're showing up and people getting awards. I didn't want to do that concept. First of all, that concept is boring, it's redundant, and it's a little bit pointless. I try to make sure that there are people in the room that can bridge the gap with opportunities as far as bloggers, as far as filmmakers,
as far as
agents and publishers and things of that nature.
You don't have a ordinary, quote-unquote, award show. You do have a very eclectic weekend in store for readers, authors, bloggers, vendors, entrepreneurs of all sorts. So let's talk about the various activities that people who are listening can attend and how they can purchase their tickets. So let's talk about some of the activities that are on point for this festivity.
Right. Okay, cool beans. So I wanted to make it fun. So we've now created Black Writers Weekend, where authors and readers can come together and have fun, and all in the name of Black fiction. Let me not just say Black fiction, Black literary arts, because we do have bloggers, publishers, editors, those who create. We have those who cater to Black media, and also motion pictures as well, and screenwriters. So we start out with a blogger social, and this is where authors and bloggers can mix and mingle, because bloggers is now like the voice of the public, more so like journalists, you know. So I always want to get authors in the room with the bloggers, and we mix and mingle around food and drinks and music, and we have a great time. And then that falls into the Urban Book Bash, which is like our Welcome to Atlanta party. We have artists vending, they're selling books, they're shaking hands, they're taking pictures, all around good food, music, live performances, and red carpet style. It's cocktail-type social. You come, you dress up, and you're casually chic, and you just have a great time. The next day, on Saturday, we always have an event called Lit-ish. It's always a different theme. This year, it's going to be based around an all-male relationship panel. We have Stefan Speaks, Tara Duran, who together collectively almost have 1 million followers based on their relationship advice. We have Greg Allen Williams, who is the actor off of Greenleaf. He's the molester brother on Greenleaf. He's actually going to be coming. He'll be part of the panel. And then we also have Javon Dewan, who is the filmmaker and creator of Dating in Atlanta, which is a film that's going to be coming out, I think, on TV One. And that's going to be moderated by Crystal Jordan of Rolling Out Magazine. That starts at 12 and ends at 2. And then we go into the actual red carpet reception, which it precedes the actual award show. The red carpet reception is where you get to see your favorite TV stars, the reality stars, your favorite bloggers, your personalities. All the nominees come in, our honorees. Ms. Nikki Giovanni will be there. They walk the red carpet, you mix and mingle with them, and it goes into the actual production. The production will have live performances. We're going to have a tribute to African-American men this year. And we're also going to be announcing a throwback artist from the 1990s, a really big singer back in the day, is going to be performing. I can't announce it until I get the green light from my PR. So that's Saturday. Then Sunday is really dedicated to the writers in the morning time with our pit session, our Access to Hollywood panel, which consists of casting directors, filmmakers, directors who are going to be giving advice to writers who want to turn their projects into film, or whoever who has projects that want to be adapted. And we have a production company that's going to be there, that's going to be seeking, actually looking for talent and looking for projects. And that's going to be between 10 and 1 on Sunday morning. And we're also doing a sci-fi workshop for teen writers, and that will be in a different location but at the same time. And then we will end with a finale event, the Books and Cocktails, which will be with Sherry Riley and the actress Robin Lee, and that will be at the Barnes & Nobles in Georgia Tech, and that will be our finale weekend. So it's about
Well, honey, I don't even know how you took a break, because that is an ongoing process. So if you're listening, this is something for everyone. There's not one person that can't benefit, learn, be inspired, or inspire others from the various events that will be on tap for this weekend. Now, how can people get involved? How can they purchase the tickets? Where do you suggest perhaps people stay? Where are some of the locations so people can wrap their heads around lodging? So let's go ahead and tell people how they can get information and how they can purchase their tickets.
A lot of the lodging I suggest centralized downtown. We're suggesting the Atlanta Marquise or the A-Loft. or even the Hilton of downtown, any of the downtown local centralized hotels we suggest. A lot of the events would take place at the Georgia Tech Barnes & Noble's event, and that is borderline downtown, but more so midtown. The actual award show will be at the Epicenter, which is next to Six Flags over Georgia, which is about 20 minutes from downtown. So you definitely will be needing transportation. None of these events, not none of the events, but most of the events are in different locations. It is listed on the website under events, also on the actual ticket page as well. You can go to the website, which is aambcawards.com. It's very, very easy to remember. It's named after the award show, so aambcawards.com, and click on tickets. You will see a bronze, a silver, and a gold pass. Bronze is if you just want to go to the Urban Book Bash and you just want to attend the awards. That's the general admission. And then the silver is the best ticket for readers so they can get the full-out experience for all the events, all the fan experience, all the VIP treatment, and then the gold pass we suggest for the right for the authors who want to get into the Hollywood, access to Hollywood panels as well as all the fun VIP events, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you're on a budget and you still want to come, there is a button where you can select individual tickets so you can pick and choose what events you want to go to. And all of this is very, very simple. You just go to aambcawards.com, click on tickets. If you want to see the full schedule, click on events. And then also, if you can frequently ask questions about the hotels and things of that nature.
Awesome. Now, I know that you are honoring people what we will, what I view as probably not only publishing icons, but community icons, people who are trailblazers and continue to be trailblazers in their own rights. So can you tell us the purpose of why you feel that it is important to do that, and who are you honoring this year?
Oh, I'm glad you brought up that point because it takes, when you put out a book, it really takes a community to make it work. So it's books are like babies, and they say it takes a village to raise a child, so it takes a lot for a book to be successful. And we launched a category called, last year we launched a category called Literary Activists because you advocate for literary arts and for those who create it. I would be considered a literary activist. Everything I do is advocating for writers. And it's a category that's nominated LaShira, yourself, Troy Johnson of AALBC, Curtis Vaughn, Jeff Friday of the African American Black Film Festival. I'm drawing a blank. I want to say it's probably maybe Malika Aldero. I'm not sure, but it's two others. But we also honor, we have categories like bloggers, editor of the year. The Vanguard of Urban Media is our new category that we just launched this year, where we're nominating websites like Blavity, Madame Noir, Essence.com, Hello Beautiful. And these are platforms that recognize not just black arts, but black people as a whole in our culture. So we want to make sure that we implemented that as well. And then we also have nominated and brought in Motion Pictures, nominated Secrets and South Side of You and Moonlight and something else. I can't remember. I should have had the list. You put me on the spot. But it's a lot of great. The categories have really evolved over the years, and you do see a lot of that from behind the scenes, like agents, like publishers, like literary activists, and book clubs. We do honor the book clubs as well because all of these people make sense is what makes our project successful, even the award show successful.
Exactly. And I like the fact that you honor a diverse group of people. You don't only stop at the authors or the editors or the publishers, but you talk about the bloggers and the book clubs and other people that perhaps sometimes do not get noticed, but they are very integral, especially in this day and time where you see less and less books in bookstores or we'll say popular bookstores like BAM or Barnes & Noble, and you see the demise of the brick-and-mortar bookstores, and you see the rise of urban and e-platforms. So it's very important, I think, the book club, and I'm biased because I'm a book club founder and president, but I think book clubs are essential of getting the word out and spreading and talking about our favorite books and talking about our favorite authors and talking about various events, so it's very important that you do so. Now, once again, how can people get connected with you and purchase tickets?
Yeah, so go to AANBCAwards.com, click on tickets, and that is the only merchant. Anything else is a fake. You definitely need to be buying directly from the website. And also follow us on social media so that you can stay in the loop as we announce presenters and celebrity appearances and things of that nature. That's all going to be rolling out within the next few weeks so you can really know what the happenings of the award show. And Instagram and Twitter handles is AANBC Awards. Everything is AANBC Awards, even the Facebook page.
Now, I'll be remiss if I didn't ask you. I know that you have this big award show and shows and these good projects, but when can we expect another publishing project from Tamika Newhouse?
Well, I just came out, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. So I just came out with a book in February called The Words I Didn't Say To. And I'm really diving back into my own literary career versus molding others. I've been doing that now for almost a decade. And now because I'm doing so much producing, and I don't just do produce the award show, I do a lot of other things. And I have a lot of other clients as well as brands that I work with, as well as magazines, like you mentioned earlier. And now my goal is to kind of teach the ropes of publishing and not really take their careers in my hands because I can't really be as hands-on anymore. And I don't want to neglect my own writing career because this is what got me into this position, which is my own writing. So I did come out with a novel, The Words I Didn't Say To, last February, and that ended up being my 15th novel. I plan on coming out with two more books within the next 6 months. So wish me luck on that. And these are will be a part two, so books that have been just lingering in the air, and then my readers have been asking me what's going on with them. So my next book I'm going to be dropping is Plain Jane 2, and that will be for the year's out.
Awesome.
For sure.
All right. Well, Tamika, thank you for joining us this evening, and we look forward to hearing more about and from Tamika Newhouse, Delphine Publications, and all of the projects that you have on the plate. And you are most definitely a woman that has a seat at the table. So we would like to congratulate
you,
you on all things, Tamika, and from my heart to yours and from my reading shelf to your Kindle and to your Mac or whatever you have, you will always have a place here on Read You Later.
I appreciate it, and I will see you in June. I appreciate you, beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right, see you in June. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Next, we have a newbie to Read You Later. Karen is a woman on a mission. She wants to help other women lead to their destiny. A former military woman, she has learned to inspire other women through her pain and progress. So I would like to welcome to Read You Later, Karen, welcome to Read You Later.
Lashira, thank you so much for having me. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to share a note of gratitude for you. Is that all right?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I do not do well with this, but I'm trying. I've been told to do better.
Well, you know what? Each day you pour inspiration and reflective thinking into such a large social media community. And it's something that truly adds value to my life each day. You're the type of friend John Maxwell calls an easy friend. So, Lashira, you're my easy friend. You don't ask
well, thank
anything.
You. I am honored that you said that. And I'd like to honor you for what you're doing to help women and how you are inspiring other women not to be stagnant in perhaps things in their past that have or will or could sever them mentally or physically, but you are here and you're on a mission and you want other women to lead. So I want you to give a little background about who you are and how you began this journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you know, first off, I don't pretend that I'm the only one that has been through hardships or that mine are worse than others. I know and have talked to so many women who have been through much worse than myself. I've just found a way to connect with people through some of the obstacles I've gone through to provide hope for a better tomorrow. I believe that being open about who I am and leading that way has provided me with phenomenal success. And a motto that I've had for many years has been that everyone needs a cup of love. I mean, you don't know who it is that you're coming in contact with on a daily basis. And so just keeping that in mind, in my mind, everyone needs a cup of love. Just filling their cup with whatever needs they have has been truly a mark of my success in my military career and hereafter. Going back, I was raised in North Carolina, and I joined the military in 1996. That's right. Go Tar Heels. No. I joined the military, and my early Air Force career didn't start out as I had hoped it had. So my second year in the Air Force, I was sexually assaulted. I was his third victim, and through the court process and going through something like that, I really found out who my true friends were, and I went through a depressed time period as I was doing some meaning-making of the whole situation, and moving forward with my life, I began to find others that had been through the same, if not worse, situations, and back then in the Air Force, they weren't real sure how to handle or care for sexual assault victims, but let me tell you, I'm proud to say that they have made great strides over the years, and they're doing a lot better with sexual assault victims. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to help others through sharing my experiences and talking from the victim's point of view. This view has helped people in management and leadership positions realize the importance of taking these types of situations seriously and watching over the victim as well as the perpetrator, because they can sometimes, you know, commit suicide or things can happen to them too. Other obstacles that I've dealt with and worked through that have helped me lead others, especially women, is I spent a lot of years chasing guys that just treated me like crap, and I didn't know why, you know. It took me a failed marriage for me to reflect on my life and realize that it was the relationship that I had with my dad while I was young that played a huge factor in the men I was looking for as a partner.
Wow.
And, you know,
let me stop you right there because you were able to, reflect. And as an educator, even working with young kids, or when I was in middle school and working with tweens and young teenagers, I often saw patterns where something simple as in the lunch line, the same girls will often pay for different guys, their lunch or their snacks and things of that nature. And knowing their parents, you can already see the patterns. It's something where some people would think it's so innocent. It's not so innocent, because they already have started a certain pattern, or they would take the verbal abuse of their quote-unquote boyfriend even at an early age. And a lot of women are not able, even as they mature and grow older, able to see such a pattern. And what was the aha moment for you when you were able to see the pattern and to understand how you correlated that with quote-unquote good or bad relationship?
You know, sometimes it just takes hitting rock bottom to give you a good perspective on life. And I had felt like I had hit rock bottom in my life. And everybody has a perception about their life. But, you know, in my life, I had felt like, you know, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? And it was I literally was sitting in my car and spent several hours just jotting notes and reflecting. And it was through those notes that I was able to see my thought process and how it, you know, trailed back to my youth. And, you know, I felt like my dad wasn't there a lot. And it's not his fault, you know. And we've talked about it since then and reconciled. But it's just, you know.
It's just one of those things that you learn to work through.
Right, correct. Exactly. And helping young airmen and women that are coming in the military, just You know, you can't force, you know, this kind of information on a person. So you have to build that rapport, and you have to build, you know, you have to give your heart before you can ask for a hand. And giving that cup of love, then you have some form of influence over a person after a while. And then they're able to listen to the information that you're able to provide them and mentor them through it.
Great, great insight. Now, how did this transform you into the woman that you are today and the services provide other women? And let's say that perhaps if a woman feels that, oh, well, I didn't go through rape. I didn't go through domestic abuse. I didn't go through mental abuse. But I still feel somewhat perhaps inadequate, or I still feel that I need to do more in life. How will your conference, and tell us a little bit about your conference and the goal and the vision of your conference, and how will it inspire and perhaps spark that certain thing for these women to go on to the next level in their lives?
Absolutely. Great question. So I believe that, like, sometimes we as women are very hard on ourselves, or we have those self-limiting beliefs, you know, those beliefs that we hold in our head and our thoughts, and those thoughts dictate what our actions are going to be. And so we've got to somehow change those thoughts, get rid of those self-limiting beliefs. And, you know, we critique ourselves to the point where we aren't able to achieve the success that's within our potential. We have the potential within us. It's just a matter of somebody helping us or walking through to help us reach that. In essence, you know, we hold ourselves back from achieving the leadership role that we want or we need to be in some cases, because in some cases we are in the leadership position, but we aren't leading effectively, and it could be due to a lack of leading self first. You know, some people don't take accountability of themselves, don't love themselves, don't have self-belief.
Exactly.
Or from just not knowing how to
leave. And let me piggyback on that. I had the opportunity and the pleasure of going to the Virginia Women's Council Summit that is commissioned by our governor here in Virginia. And there were several women of prominence, the secretary, Madam Secretary, different delegates, and they were all, of course, all female. And the governor came in, and he gave a wonderful, wonderful speech that was directed to women, you know, for us to take charge and be in control of our own destiny. But what really struck me was the statistics that, you know, here in Virginia, we rank perhaps like 47 and 42nd when it comes to women in political power. But we had an awesome presentation from a woman who's in charge of the women political campaign at Yale. And what they do is they groom women. And she was saying, some of what you said, man, they get up in the morning and say, oh, I want to be governor. I want to be president. I want to be legislature. And women be like, well, maybe. And she was saying, we don't even have the insight. We try to run for the office and run the campaign, and they often have to chastise and hit women on the hands and say, sweetie, you can't do that. And she said, we lack the self-confidence, you know, generally speaking, because men have been at the table for so long. And what you're doing is you're trying to help women to learn how to have that self-resilience and self-acceptance, if you will, so they can get a seat at the table. And at my table, we had facilitator meeting. I was like, you know, it's no longer, you never want the city table, but sometimes you want to build your own table. And so I think that your services speak to that. And before we go any further, can you tell people what I'm talking about? This wonderful workshop that people need to give to themselves, the aunties, the mothers, have this a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.
Absolutely. You know, this seminar or this full-day experience is not just about me getting up and speaking for 3 hours in the morning. You know, that's boring, right? I'm all about education is fun, you know, learning is fun. No, these 3 hours, I'm going to speak for a few minutes on the basics of each of the topics. So LEAD is an acronym. It stands for Lead Self First, equip others, awareness, and deliberate development. And so I'll spend a couple of moments talking about each of those topics and the principles that go under each one of them. And then each person will have their own participant guide, and they'll have time to answer the questions and reflect on their current state and where they hope to be or where they want to be. It's not an option. You can achieve it. It is within
exactly.
your power to achieve success. There's some experientials that are included where everybody at each of the tables gets involved together and they help each other, support, and also become an accountability partner. I tell everybody to exchange emails, and you're going to help each other maintain accountability to achieve
exactly.
the success that each of the women truly deserve to reach. And so not only that, but, you know, in the afternoon, there's also great workshops, which, LaShiri, I'm sure you want to talk about
Yay!
The vision board, right?
Yes, and I truly believe in the Bible says, man, write the vision and make it plain. And, you know, a lot of people have gotten into doing vision boards lately, but I do believe the organization of the vision board and actually writing the vision out prior to you mm-hmm. organizing your vision board is so important, because if you have things all over the place, that's chaos. And that's not a great vision. So I'm going to speak to women about how to write the vision, make the plan, instill in the goals, and having it transform your board and having it to transform your life, because we're all about transformation and getting to the next level. So I am
mm-hmm.
honored to be able to do that, and I am just so excited because, you know, this year I said, you know, it's all about sisterhood, uplifting each other, not competing, because when you win, I win, and when I win,
right.
I win. And that's how
that's
we
right.
need to show the love of community and the love of people, because, you know, in this day and climate, you know, there's so much negativity, and we have to put ourselves and our minds in a positive state. We can't dwell so much
mm-hmm.
on the negative. We know that there will be, you know, trials and tribulations, but, you know, we need to dwell on positivity and how we can grow together. So that's why I'm so excited about this workshop.
It is. And LaShiri, this day is going to be exciting. I am so looking forward to it. We're going to have music in the beginning, and then there's going to be
Yay!
A lunch in the atrium, a lunch in the beautiful atrium of the Embassy Suites Hotel in Raleigh-Durham. And then not only that, but we've got sponsors who are filling the goodie bags with all kinds of wonderful stuff. We got Crunchy Cosmetics, we got Thrive, we got Perfectly Posh, we got Scentsy, and there's so many more sponsors that they're just throwing in, like, all kinds of goodies because they support, like you, all of this good for women and completing one another, not competing with one another, like you said.
Exactly.
And
now, how can people purchase
these
tickets?
I'm sorry.
Oh wow. And how can people, before you begin, how can people purchase tickets for this event?
Mm-hmm. So the event can be found on eventbrite.com under Women Lead, or you can search by the date. It's the Saturday, May the 13th, the day before Mother's Day. Registration is going to end on the 9th of May, so be sure to get your tickets ahead of time. We're not going to be selling tickets at the door. Tickets are $65 for the morning, but you want to get into one of those workshops. There's three workshops in the afternoon. If you add that on, then it's $90, but you get drinks all day. You get a participant guide to take with you that has all your reflection and your way forward, and then you also get to partake in one of the afternoon workshops, either one of mine, like the four lenses assessment, which identifies personalities and helps you identify your child or a loved one and be able to communicate better with them, or like LaShiri was talking about with hers, her, the vision board. And we also have an award-winning author, Jacqueline Thomas, who's also doing a workshop, and that one's called Life Can Be Better When We Love Ourselves. And so that one also is going to be a great seminar. So if you do one of the seminars in the afternoon, your total is going to be $90. And you can find that on eventbrite.com. And remember, the registration ends on the 9th of May. So lots of freebies in there, lots of goodies. And
you said facial?
Also benefits. Yes, you can get a free facial throughout the day. So registration doesn't mean that you pay at the door. That means that you get your workshop badge, you get your participant guide, your goodie bag, all that stuff. Registration starts at 8, and so you can start getting facials at 8 o'clock in the morning all the way up until an hour after the workshop ends, which is about 4 o'clock. So, yeah, all day long they're going to be working to provide services to anybody that wants one. Yep.
And what's a wonderful way to treat yourself for Mother's Day, or to treat your favorite friend or your sister or your mother? We as women, we need to celebrate one another. And this is a wonderful way to get away, to learn, to be inspired, and also to have fun. What a wonderful
That's right.
day. So if you're listening, if you are in the RDU area, or like myself, I don't live like that, maybe depends on where I am. Depends on where I'm going, rather, but perhaps an hour to an hour and 30 minutes from the embassy suite. Do yourself a favor. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. We as women, as you said earlier, we do so much for others. But this is our weekend, and it's something that we need to do for ourselves.
That's right, LaFleur. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Now, what else do you have on the horizon where we can support?
So I do a lot of mastermind groups, and you can find those also on Eventbrite.com. I actually have a free one coming up. It's on Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I highly
awesome
recommend
book.
If you haven't read it.
Awesome
I'm sorry.
Book.
Yes.
Awesome book.
And if you haven't read it, let me just read you an insert from the book. It's a small little insert. It says, "We are the masters of our fate, the captains of our soul, because we have the power to control our thoughts." Isn't that so true? All we
yes.
have to do
yes.
is have
I was
a thought.
Introduced to the book. Yeah, I was introduced to the book perhaps 2.5 years ago, and from a millionaire, Joe Dudley, who is the founder and CEO of Dudley Products. He was identified as a student having IB, we call it intellectually disabled right now, but in the old days it was called mental retardation. He was in special education, and he went on to rise in the ranks and become a millionaire. And we had the opportunity to go to his house, and that was the first book that he pulled out, and he said that he generally reads that book once a year. And the man yep. who mentored him was a millionaire, and he read that book once a year. And he told me
that's
that
right.
perhaps 94% of millionaires to billionaires have read that book at least once. So I was like, this is the book to buy.
That is.
But yeah.
And you know what?
Yes,
it's
yes.
not. Yeah, that's right. And I am looking forward to that millionaire. Millionaire status. But you know what? It's also about, you know, getting rid of the baggage that's in your life too.
Exactly.
Getting rid of the negativity. And you know, you're an average of the 5 people you hang around most. And so, you know, you
yes.
really need to take a look around and,
yes.
and this helps you
yes.
to do that as well. So,
and
yes.
where can we support you in this project?
So you are more than welcome to be an additional sponsor. We are looking for sponsors to help out with the participant guides, printing of them. The participant guides are so valuable for each participant to take home with them. It has all their reflection, it has exercises, and it keeps them on track to, you know, their goals for the future leader that they want to be. And then, yeah, if you want to help out with any masterminds or, you know, we're looking at doing another seminar in October. It's going to be about change. You know, that's where the fiscal year ends and the new one begins. And a lot of people are, you know, in that transformation stage. And so
exactly.
we think that that'll be a great time of the year, not just in January, but, you know, fiscal year is kind of stressful for a lot of business women, leaders.
Exactly,
and
agencies.
Yep.
Awesome.
So
well, Karen,
you
well, thank you for coming on
yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm about to leave out of time. And how can people contact you on social media?
So they can find me on Facebook. It's Lifelong Development Consulting. Or you can email me, Karen@lifelongdevelopment.com. Our website is up and coming, so look for that in the next week. And, yeah, I mean, those are the great ways to contact me as a consultant, or if you just want to talk about some of the things that I've talked about today, I'm here for any one of you in the audience that might be listening. I don't ever want you to feel alone. You're not alone. I'm here for you, and I hope that I can pour value into your life on the 13th and maybe sooner. So thank you so much, LaShira,
awesome,
for having me on.
And I want to thank you for being my guest and for inspiring us and helping us to lead along the way. And from my heart to yours, I'd like to thank all my listeners this evening, and I wish you a wonderful and blessed week. Read you later. Good night.